Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. I am sharing with you today something the Lord said to me and taught me out of. On December 20th, 2011, as soon as I awoke, I heard from him, read Psalm 73. I want to speak to you today out of Psalm 73. So I got out my art scroll, Tehillim. It's an excellent translation by Jews from Hebrew into English. The original Hebrew is on one page, and the English translation is on the opposite. Comments from the sages and noted rabbis are below the scriptures. I read the first verse. The psalm opens with one brief positive statement. Only good is God to Israel, to the pure of heart. Then this means God's only good. There he's nothing else to Israel, and he's nothing else to the pure of heart but good. But after that, it seemingly goes downhill, for it goes on and on about the wicked. And I thought as I read that morning, have I missed it? For the psalmist writes, but as for me, my feet were nearly turned astray, like nothing my steps would have been washed aside. For I envied the madmen when I saw the peace of the wicked. The psalmist expresses disillusionment and doubts, which Rashi comments could almost turn one's path of life toward the direction of disbelief. The wicked prosper, so why should I struggle to purify my thoughts and actions? Back to the psalm, verse 9. They direct their mouth against heaven, and their tongue struts on earth. Behold, these are the wicked, always at ease. They accumulate wealth. Surely in vain have I kept my heart pure. And it goes on and on and on, and we've been doing that. You could go back and read in our and listen to our archives and see how we've commented on it. But eventually, the psalmist comes to the amazing place of the answer. Verse 16. And when I reflected to understand this, it was iniquity in my eyes until I entered into the sanctuaries of God. Then I understood their end. There's no place you can understand except in the presence of God. And he begins to understand about the wicked. Verse 18. Only on slippery places do you set them. After more verses regarding the judgment of the wicked, the place of the righteous is revealed. The righteous, our declaration, and our righteousness is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The righteous says, I am always with you. You grasp my right hand. The idea is similar to Psalm 16:8. I have set the Lord before me always, which signifies I am aware of his presence at all times, and I do not take my mind off him for a moment. There is a scripture which says in a chapter in Isaiah, which is talking about judgment. The whole chapter is talking about judgment. But it says, I will keep him in shalom, shalom. That means perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. So the righteous, no matter what's going on around us, no matter how the evil are prospering, the righteous says, I am always with you. You grasp my right hand. With your counsel, you guide me. And afterwards, into glory, you will receive me. This means after the whole thing's over, after your life on earth is done, he will receive you into glory. My flesh and my heart, verse 26, yearn for you, the rock of my heart, and my portion is God forever. But as for me, God's closeness is my goodness. You want to be with me the day that we talk about what that verse means. What is goodness? God's closeness brings you goodness. What is it? We're going to talk about that one day. God's closeness is my goodness. I have put my refuge in my Lord, so that, there's always purpose, I may relate all of your mission. Now, if you're reading a King James Bible, it's going to say, so that I may tell of your works. The word that King James translates works, the Hebrew translators translate mission. Why? Well, their note on why they did this is that the word is malach. Malach. If you were spelling it in English, it would be M-A-L-A-C-H. Now that should bring your, you say, Malachi, the book of Malachi. That's right. The book of Malachi, which would be Malachi. Here's the way you would say it in Hebrew, Malachi. Malach is an angel or a messenger. Angels are God's messengers. And in Malachi, it would be Malachi or my messenger. The prophet Malach, Malach was God's messenger. So Malachi, God's messenger. So they translated the word mission because literally a Malach, and that's the word Malach, is angel or messenger, and they are charged with transmitting God's wishes. Similarly, the psalmist perceives in his heart a flash of divine inspiration which contains a message for mankind. He communicates this faithfully to his audience. The psalmist has no greater desire than to continue to discharge this duty. He says in verse 28, but as for me, God's closeness is my goodness. Remember that he said that the only place you can understand anything is in the sanctuary of God. It's in the very presence of God. And that closeness is my goodness. It's my refuge. No matter what's going on around me, no matter how the wicked are prospering, I have put my refuge in my Lord so that I may relate all of your mission. God, your mission, God's mission. God has a mission on the earth, and it is the job of this psalmist to relate it or to tell it. God has a mission on the earth to reveal himself. When the Gentiles failed, all the nations failed at the Tower of Babel, but God already had a plan. He had a separated nation. He had separated a nation unto himself with the mission of revealing himself to the nations. So the Jews and Israel were chosen as the nation to relate or manifest God to the nations. The way that they could do it best was to go with God's plan to live in the land and know the blessings, Deuteronomy 28, first half of it. But if you don't do this, then we're going to go to plan B. I'm going to scatter you, and then I'll regather you. And even in that, you will relate. It is your mission, Israel, to relate to the nations that there's a God. That's God's mission. And Israel is his missionary, his sent one, his sent nation, the sent nations to the nations of the world. It is their job to manifest God. Now with the church, what is our mission? His mission through the church is to manifest himself. His mission to the church is that we would become a glorious church filled with the glory of God and manifesting his glory and his goodness to all mankind. The mystery, Colossians 1:26, is Christ in you, the hope of glory. God has a mission in the earth for the church. The church is his missionary. You are a member of that church. I am a member of that church. The psalmist was one person, and he had a part in God's mission, in relating God, manifesting God. I'm one part of it. Billy Brim has a part. Now, remember I told you that this all began with God waking me up in the morning and saying, today I want to speak to you out of Psalm 73. What did he say to me? Well, I'm going to tell you what he told me that morning. When I came to that last verse, as for me, God's closeness is my goodness. I have put my refuge in my Lord, Hashem Elohim, so that I may relate all of your mission. As I read this, the Lord spoke to me as follows. An inspired messenger I have made you. Yours is to witness, to know, to write, to tell what you see. Until the end of the age is this call to be. You are to write. Men will read. I will cause them to. What my prophet Kenneth E. Hagin said unto you will come to pass. You will write books. And then he told me what those books would be about. Brother Hagin had prophesied it, and he told me what they would be about. Be about prayer, secrets of prayer, and be about people who'd gone to heaven and come back. And then there's other things he spoke about that are personal and I don't want to say. But now I am getting ready to move to a different house, and he spoke to me even about these practical things. Do not draw back, pack, move, go to, and he gave me the address of my new home, where my glory I will show unto you. Do what Psalm 73 says, be always with me, day by day, moment by moment, and you will see what I want you to see. I will guide you with my counsel, and it will be your time of sweetest communion. Your hearing grows better and better. I have digged out your ear. Listen and do what I tell you to. I'm sharing with this with you because God wants me to. For I believe that this is his message to all of us now. We could look around and see the wicked, as the arch scroll said, directing their mouth against heaven and their tongue struts on the earth. But oh, we can enter into the sanctuaries of God, the secret place of the Most High, and there you will discover he has a mission and you are his messenger. What does he want you to do? It can only be discovered in the secret place of the Most High. And we're going to talk about that later on in this week. But right now, I'd like to invite you to a special meeting in Houston, Texas. We'll be there starting Friday, and Saturday and Sunday, Chip and I will be preaching. And we're going to have in the services with John and Gladys Griner, the pastors there who so want the glory of God to manifest. We're going to have Dr. Gary Wood. We're going to have Gene Wiseman. For more information, call 281-580-8806. That's 281-580-8806. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom until tomorrow.